You're listening to Max Inc. Radio with Jimmy K. and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
All right, so Terry Barr recorded an interview with A.J. Lee on Blue Summit that we're going to play that in just a couple of minutes. Let's hear a song from A.J. Lee right now. This is Lemons and Tangerines on Max Inc. Radio.
For someone leaving home every night. A beautiful yellow is down in my tree. Spring is here another year, another year, another year. And I love my little lemon tree. Well, it sprung from the same tree, but having two different colors. You got the lemons on one side, tangerines, tangerines on the other, and I.
Special interview here on Max Inc. Radio during our music show. I am so excited to welcome in A.J. Lee. Now, A.J. is an incredible musician, also leads the Blue Summit Band. A.J., thanks so much. How are you doing?
Hey, Terry. Thanks for having me. I'm doing pretty well.
Great. Now, where are you today?
So today I am at my house in Santa Cruz. I live in Santa Cruz. Our band is based out of the Bay Area, so there's two of us that are down here, and then some in the East Bay, some in the Peninsula, and then one all the way down near L.A., so he's kind of the outlier there.
You always got to have one of those. Mm-hmm. I love it. Okay, so you are based in California. I know you're not getting home very often throughout this entire summer, though. You've got a long, great list of shows. This includes, we are so excited to welcome you to Madison for the Sugar Maple Music Festival. That's happening on Saturday, August 6th. If you had to sort of tell people who don't know who you are or haven't had a chance to enjoy your music, what to expect from AJ Lee and Blue Summit, well, what can we expect?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I would say we usually do like a lot of bluegrass. A lot of us grew up playing that style of music. Sully and I have been playing forever in multiple configurations, just doing old-time bluegrass, stuff like that, and some old country as well. But also a lot of original material. I'm the primary songwriter for the band, so you get like a little bit of everything there in the acoustic genre.
Okay, so I read what a producer of yours wrote about you guys and described you as picking and strumming. And I thought, that's cool. That's a good description. But then added showing respect for classic country, bluegrass, and folk. And he kind of called you torchbearers of all of these genres. What does that mean to you when somebody says that? And what got me in especially was keeping it classic and trying to do that right.
Yeah, well, you know, torchbearer is definitely a very honorable term for us. It's kind of hard to answer in the way where, especially with bluegrass and the emergence of like Billy Strings and the jamgrass scene, quote unquote, there's a lot of different styles of bluegrass that are played these days, like a progressive style or traditionalist style. And it's kind of hard to pinpoint where exactly we fall in that line, but I think most of us generally agree that we tend to lean a little bit more on the traditional side, even though it's funny because our band isn't really the classic bluegrass configuration. We've got two acoustic guitar players and no banjo, so right off the bat, sometimes that doesn't settle with people very well who are thinking, oh, I'm going to see a bluegrass band, so... I think our style of playing, we generally try to play a little bit more traditional, but without having that traditional configuration.
I cannot wait. I mean, obviously, I've heard some of your music. We'll share some of it here on the radio as well, but there's something about playing live and being live in that moment. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's how we were raised, and that's how we, you know, as a kid, I grew up going into the jam circles, and that's just kind of the etiquette. You know, everyone plays and kind of knows what's going on and knows the structure pretty well. But it's also just so fun getting just a bunch of people that you've never met before, possibly, and you all can just play the same music and kind of read each other's minds in that way.
I admit, I cannot. I played classical piano as a child. I love standing around those tents, though, at places like Sugar Maple Music Fest and just watching everybody. There's just such a sense of community and joy. And, I mean, what kind of feelings do you get when you're up there on stage and you just see people smiling and dancing and just having a wonderful time?
Well, if they're smiling and dancing, that's a good sign. at least for us, people are enjoying the music, but yeah, on stage for our band, we do music because we love to do it and we have a fun time doing it. It's not, even though we're full-time musicians, it never really feels like we're working or we're just like doing the same routine. We often, you know, we have different set lists that we make almost every show just because, you know, we want to have fun and we want to change up the song order at least. And so we're having a good time. And when we see other people also experiencing the same feelings, it's really, you know, validating that, yeah, this music is really fun and we're all having a great time.
Well, thanks for bringing the fun. I mean, I have said over the last couple of years, especially, music is medicine, and it just makes everybody feel so good. So this is going to be a lot of fun. Now, I want to ask you this, too. You have won some pretty big, amazing awards, AJ. You know, the Fresh Grass Band Competition. There's the Flat Picking Contest, the Momentum Vocalist. But I guess with all those awards, that's always amazing to be recognized. What makes you most proud?
Well, me personally, I've been involved now and then with the IBMA organization, which happens now in North Carolina, Raleigh, every year. And so the IBMA is the International Bluegrass Music Association. And they also have awards that they give out. But just a few years ago, I also got the Momentum Vocalist for that, which was a huge honor for me because, you know, I grew up going to their events, and it is the International Bluegrass. So they tried to incorporate, you know, everyone from all over the world. So to me, that was a really big honor having that. And also the Fresh Grass Band Competition was super, super fun. That was like the first band competition we'd have ever done together. So we didn't really know what to expect. We were super nervous and we pulled it together and we're really proud of what we did.
That's huge. Congratulations on all of those. You know, the tour is in support of your latest album right now, and it's called I'll Come Back. Tell us a little bit about it.
So I'll Come Back, it's almost about a year old by now, but we're still on that tour since we're making up for lost time these last few years. But I'll Come Back, I'd say, well, they're all my songs, except for one. Jan got to put an instrumental on there of his own, but they're all my songs that I've written and arranged with the band. And at least compared to our first album, Like I Used To, this one, I think we were all saying that it rings a little bit more true to how our live performances sound in the way where we're all playing the instruments we play. There's no electric instruments or anything like that. It's just sort of just how you would hear it on the album is how you basically would hear it on stage is what we were going for. So we wanted to capture that acoustic sound.
And I bet we're going to hear quite a bit of that at Sugar Maple Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Okay. You know, I want to ask, too, how did you get started in music? It sounds like this happened for you a long time ago because you really do kind of do it all. You sing, you songwrite, you play mandolin. I'm sure you play a bunch of other instruments, too. But what pushed you to really decide, you know what, I want to be a musician. I really want to do this.
That's also a good question. I tried to reject the idea of being a musician, at least when I was in high school, because I have been involved in music most of my life. I started singing and playing when I was about 5 years old on stage. I learned everything from my mom. She taught me how to sing. She taught me how to play mandolin, little bit of guitar as well. But it was just kind of a way of life for me. And I think in that sense, when I was in high school, everyone's like, okay, we're going to go to college. Everyone needs to figure out what they want to do, where they want to go. And I was like, well, the only thing that I really like and kind of am good at right now is music. But I don't think that's what I should do. I've just been doing that just like my lifestyle. So I tried to think of other options, like maybe being a veterinarian, lots of my friends are nurses, maybe becoming a pilot as well, because I like to fly planes. I did a few sessions just like back in the day, not very many hours under my belt, but I considered that. But everything came full circle when the old band I was in, they were on a hiatus, the Tuttles with AJ Lee, and I got together with a bunch of friends. We were just jamming, and then eventually we made Blue Summit. And after high school, I still didn't know what I wanted to do. And I'm still doing music and I'm still in this band. And eventually we just started to get better gigs. We started to progress and we're like, you know, we really like doing this. Why don't we just try to make this work? And even to this day, I'm still trying to make it work and it's been going okay so far. So I'm very grateful for the life I have.
Oh my gosh. I loved all of that. And we're so grateful that you guys are together as a band, and we really can't wait to see you. And I have to laugh when you say we're getting better gigs. When I looked at your schedule for this whole summer, you are playing everywhere. Little Name.
Oh yeah. This summer has been crazy.
Yeah. It's got to be fun to be just so joyous and be out there again.
Oh yeah, it's the best thing ever. We all love to travel, and we're just happy we get to, you know, go on these trips and share music with everybody, and then come back and then do it all again the next week.
That's so great. Okay, so I guess I want to ask for a final question. What might be the best ways to try to keep up with you and Blue Summit, your tours, your merch, anything like that? Where can we find you?
The best way is Facebook and Instagram. We post fairly regularly. That's actually my job. I should say we post all the time, but I got to work on that. That's for sure. But yeah, Facebook, we announce all of our dates on there. Instagram, we do fun content. But also you can just go to our website, which is updated regularly with any future gigs. That's bluesummitmusic.com. So you can just go there for more information.
Perfect. Anything I missed, AJ? Anything else you want to share?
Not that I can think of, except that we're super stoked to come out and experience the festival, and we're ready to go.
Excellent. Oh my gosh. Okay, reminder, AJ and the band, they are going to be featured at Sugar Maple Music Festival in Madison on Saturday, August 6th. Cannot wait. Thank you so much, AJ, for your time before you get to Madison.
Thank you, Terry.
Oh my gosh, this has been a pleasure. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. I'm Terry Barr, and we are local music.
vocal music. AJ Lee and Blues Summit. That song is called I'll Come Back. Thanks to AJ Lee and Terry Barr for having a great interview. Really excited about the Sugar Maple stage at Atwood Fest, Rocker.
You know, Jimmy, it's a brand new stage that we've added, and the Sugar Maple Fest, Bobby Batico, who books that, we've had him on the show before, he has booked Bluegrass on the Sugar Maple series, and that starts at 3 p.m. each day, and that's the Bluegrass. So on Saturday, they start off with Lawnmower at 3. Then the Roddies, who are just legendary in this area, duo, and Donna Hirula. And then when they open up the day, though, Jimmy, it's going to open at 12:30 with Madison Music Foundry Bands. Yeah, so it's really like a teen fest at noon, from noon to 3, and then the Bluegrass of the Sugar Maple, which we just heard kind of that stuff, from 3 to like 6.
Yeah, the two bands from Madison Music Foundry is Sand Blasters and Stag.
That's right. And then when we move to Sunday, it's going to start with, again, with some teen bands, but they're going to be winners of Rock Onsen, or participants in Rock Onsen. And at 12:30, it's going to be Geology Club, and they're from Waukesha. So that's going to be great. They're going to be coming out here. And then You Got the Message, Brady Katarkis, and You Got the Message. We had him in here just last week. That's going to be great. And then the Bluegrass starts again at 3 with Third Coast Bluegrass and Frogwater.
Frogwater. That's a great name. Yeah. That's going to be a great stage. That's in the United Way parking lot where Kids Fest was originally, right?
Well, it's in the United Way parking lot that's kind of across from Kids Fest. So the Kids Fest kind of playground is going to be back by the United Way. But if you remember the old Atwood Summer Fest, it was where the blues stage used to be. Mm-hmm. Right next to kind of the Barrymore. There's the Barrymore. There's the Nut Business and the House. Nut Business. And right, hey, Nutcrackers. I was trying to think off the top of my head what the name of that was.
Yeah.
But I didn't get it.
All right. Well, Atwood Fest is happening next weekend, Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be a great time. Atwoodfest.com to get all the information. All right, stick around. We're going to talk with the Earthlings next hour.
Chasing the Devil's Tail. Weekends are for music.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM.
Talking to the devil.